PCC Natural Markets is proud to support Food for Thought, offering programs designed to strengthen communities, including food bank donations, childhood nutrition education, and fundraising opportunities. 9 neighborhood locations. More at pccnaturalmarkets.com/community. Healthy foods, healthy communities.
Well, Nancy, of course, the gospel is use fresh ingredients and all that, which is true. Sure, fresh ingredients are great, but you know, there's a place for cans, and I got plenty of them in my pantry. I bet you do, too.
I have a ton of cans. I wouldn't be caught dead without at least one, if not 6 cans, of Swanson's low-sodium chicken broth. I always keep those things around.
I keep them, too, but you know, I stopped using the cans, and I'm getting those big boxes now because I use so much of it.
I admire those boxes, but I always find them to be too expensive. If they're not on sale, I won't buy them. And, you know, I always do that thing, that trick where you take the leftover broth and you put it in ice cube trays and you can freeze them so you need just a little bit of broth. That's pretty handy. I also always keep coconut milk for Asian food, Thai food, Sri Lankan food. But I like those small cans of coconut milk, not the big ones, because I feel like I'm always wasting a lot of.
Well, how small is small and how big is big? When you say small, I think of like a tomato paste size can.
Exactly right.
Okay.
That's the size I use.
And big, like a Campbell soup size can, not the huge big.
Exactly. Can. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we don't know the ounce, the ounceage offhand, but I think everybody will know what we're talking about.
And speaking of Campbell's soup, I've learned to buy the Campbell's tomato soup when it's either on sale way cheap or I get like half a dozen of them at Costco because my kid likes to dunk his grilled cheese sandwich in tomato soup, but he never, it's like a complete waste. So I feel really guilty if I make a whole can of soup just for him to do dunkage. But if I can get them for 50 cents a piece, that's a deal.
I like a little Campbell's tomato soup with rice every now and then. My mother used to use that in its concentrated form to cover a meatloaf. And the meat mixture she would make using Campbell's alphabet soup, she would mix that up with the meat. It was really disgusting.
Wait, I'm sorry. The alphabets would be in there with the meat?
Yeah, the concentrated vegetable soup with alphabet noodles, she would mix that up with the meat and some breadcrumbs and shape it into a meatloaf and then cover it with concentrated Campbell's tomato soup and a few strips of bacon and then bake that. It was disgusting, yeah.
You know, Stein, that's probably why you're such a good cook, because you had to fend for yourself, right?
Yeah, it was self-defense. You know, the other thing I always keep cans of, besides tuna fish, of course, is canned clams, because I prefer canned clams to make red clam sauce for spaghetti.
Well, you know, I'm a fresh clam kind of gal, but I don't always have fresh clams on hand, so it would behoove me, I think, to take your advice and buy myself a can of clams.
Well, if you do that and check out the web post on today's Food for Thought at kplu.org that I am going to write, I'm going to put my recipe in there for the canned clam spaghetti sauce. Oh, and Nancy, did you know that there's something that a lot of cooks use an empty tuna fish can for that you should never, ever use an empty tuna fish can for? Do you know what it is?
No, I'm afraid I don't. You going to tell me?
No, but if you read my web post at kplu.org, just click on Food for Thought, I'll tell you there. And I will also reveal why Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson likes to store her tuna fish cans upside down. Wouldn't you like to know that? Well, of course you would. And that's where you'll find it out. I'm Dick Stein.